Welcome back to the Mind Paradox podcast. I am so excited to have you guys here. First of all, before I start, I want to say thank you. I really want to say thank you for taking the time to jump in, listen in, and allow me to just basically become part of your life. I'm really excited of putting together this episode for you guys, and I've seen so much positive feedback. Thank you, and I just really wanted to send that shout out to you guys first. Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to the Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. So, on today's episode, I really want to dive in on the possibilities of creating who we are, how everything starts in the mind, but really how everything starts to transition to attract the things that we want. Everything we as human beings have created in this planet was essentially first created in our minds. That's right. All that we see, which is around us, everything that we're surrounded with, is the human work that is created in this planet. All of the wonderful things, the many things that are around us, and the horrible things that we've done, it actually started from the human mind. You may ask, and how is that possible? And with that being said, it's important to know that we have the power to learn how to create the right things in our mind first. That's right. Moment by moment, every day, we're changing the structure by our mind through our thinking. Now, I grew up Catholic, and although my beliefs have changed, I have a verse that I want to share with you. I learned this from a very young age during my Bible studies, and this verse has stuck with me. And every time I think of my thinking patterns and creating what I want, I am reminded of this. And this is why I wanted to share this. You may take this as something that you can relate to, or you can totally disregard, but I really wanted to put this in here. And the following verse says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Romans 12:2. The reason why I wanted to add this in here and share this with you, it's because it's constantly reminding us of we are in the progression of renewing our mind thoughts and our thinking patterns. So, learning to create our minds and thinking patterns is the basis of creating the world the way we want it. And here's the thing. As we think, we change the physical nature of our brain and our mind. It's in an integration together. I can speak. Therefore, consciously, we're directing our thinking in many ways to create patterns, not only to wire out toxic thinkings, but also to replace them with healthy patterns. This can come with the aspect of the way that we behave, the way that we think, the way that we analyze. It's also affecting moment by moment. It all starts in the realm of the mind. With our ability to think and choose, and that right there is the most powerful ability we have and we are in charge of. That's right. To choose and to think, that's one of our superpowers, let's say. Because we are creating everything that is internally to create that externally. We are in charge because scientifically our thoughts can change the structure of our neurons. So, as we think and we imagine and create all the patterns internally, we are actually changing the function of our mind minute by minute. My mind will follow my instructions, and therefore your mind will follow your instruction. And that's why you're in charge of your daily programs. Everything that you're running internally, your behavior, you're in charge. Listen to this. I always tell myself this and repeat myself this daily because it's our time to be in control. It's your time to take in charge of your feelings of emotions rather than being basically controlled by all the BS that is out there. And the things that we want to create, are you creating them because someone told you or because you really wanted them? Also, be aware that toxic thinking wears down the mind. That's right. As you're letting everybody else control your feelings and your emotions, that's toxic thinking. Those are toxic patterns. And it could be as simple as your environment, your family, what you're watching. it all integrates together in the fact that your mind, it's the most powerful thing that we have. And the way that you take care of it, it's the way that you're going to bring about. Be careful with the toxic thinkings. Now is the time for you to be in charge of the things that you want. But not only that, the things that you process in your mind, your beliefs, your values, your acceptance, all of the things that you combine them, you will easily and effortlessly achieve and grow as you allow your patterns in the way. Pay attention to your thoughts now. Focus on your mind towards what you want, and it will lead you to a great infinite transformation. As we concentrate on what we want, our thoughts shift to the frontal lobe. Now here's the key point. Our frontal lobe is meant to engage our thinking and project into the real world, because the frontal lobe is actually the part of your brain that makes all the decision. It's located in the front of the brain and is ready to engage at a deeper state. That's why you're in command. Because everything that is happening, you have heard me in the past talk about the filters of our mind, right? So when we're going through those filters, which is delete, generalize, and store the information, your frontal lobe is actually in action to project all those things and put it to action, put it to work. So that's why it's very common for you to say, hey, I just thought of this person. And then 5 minutes later, this other person talks to you. You have had that happen, have you not? As well, when we think about that specifically, we know that we're putting to work, our mind is going to work. So this is the time to be in command. A well-established mind organizes all the creations internally and externally. Most importantly, our whole system as we become one. Our body and emotion and energy and thinking patterns get organized in one direction to flow in the direction and attract anything you want as easy and effortlessly. Here's where the paradox comes in, because the structure of our mind is changing. That's right. When we are aligned and direct our energy at the exact same moment, we are in command. And that's when we're in control, and that's the path of progression to attract the things that we want. In NLP, we have a technique, and this technique is being the flexible communicator. Not only you're being a flexible communicator internally, but you're being flexible in your environment and in your mind. The minute that you can create that balance between of change and direction, that's flexibility. You see, it always goes down to depending on who you are, right? If you are working with a coach or you're doing a lot of self-work, you start to develop yourself, you start evolving, you start entering a new level of attracting new things automatically. You might have experienced that before. Sometimes we evolve and we let go of all patterns or habits, including like all friends. You probably seen that when you start growing, you start developing yourself, some of your friends get behind. That's flexibility. Here's the thing, I want to share this with you guys. My best friend, we've been friends since we were like in the seventh grade. She was my very, very first friend when I moved here. And since today, we're still friends. Her and I are completely different. But the reason why our friendship is so strong is because we have that communication of being able to have flexibility. And having that flexibility has allowed us to have a friendship of over 15 years. And that's how you know when you're be able to create the things that you want, how flexible you are to come in and out of different states of minds. Because as you're changing, you're also creating. Have total control of your body, emotions, and energy. The thinking patterns that you're also creating are all part of this, the four dimensions of who you are. As you are organized and you flow your direction in one way, you become to attract different things. When you speak, you're in command. Know that immediately, because that is the number one anchor that we need to be reminded of. When we speak in command, the universe will give. So therefore, when you say, let there be light, and light there is. It's a whole combination of how in the past the creators used to think and used to talk. Our language is so important when it comes to this, but not only that. So the things that we're creating internally, the things that we're processing in our mind, it's the time to have in control and command. You see, one thing that I'm always reminded of is the universe is ready to give you. The universe is like Amazon, right? You can go in and it's like your shopping cart. You put it in and you're just ready for you to check out. You have an energy with the universe. The minute that you're creating that aspect, the minute that you're adding everything that you want to your cart, it needs to know where to go. But it also needs to be delivered in command. So in order for you to say, hey, why isn't the universe listening to me? Well, you're not listening to your body, so why would the universe listen to you? It starts with the physical body. It starts with the physical emotions, the physical energy, and the physical thinking patterns so that you can easily and effortlessly align everything that you want. And the universe will give you. It's as simple. You create your universe, and the universe has been created for you. So next week, I'm going to have a special guest, and this person is one of my dear friends. He's also NLP certified, and we are going to dive in a little bit more on our path and our learnings and experiences with NLP. So if you've been curious and you want to know more about what neuro-linguistic programming is, make sure to tune in so that you guys can hear us talk about more NLP and introduce you guys to what really NLP it's all about. And if you're digging this podcast, rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps me out. Really kind of want to get your thoughts about this. And we'll talk next week.